This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib, assalamu alaikum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health. Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Maulana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our brother Zakaria. And we say thank you very much to our brother Bonface. Make dua for our brother Junaid Khan, Junaid Mota. He's not well yesterday, he had flu and so forth. Allah Jalla Wala grant him shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustamir, and all those who are ill and sick in all parts of the world. Allahumma anta shafi, la shifa illa shifa'uk, shifa'an la yugadiru saqama. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 5th of Zulqadah 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 34, Surah Sabah, verses 27, 28. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is challenging all those people who worship somebody else, something else besides Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, or they are ascribing, associating somebody, something, some partners to Almighty Allah. Hence chapter 34 verse 27. Qul. And this is the fifth time now you find the word Qul in all these verses. You say, Habibuna Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, announce and pronounce to humanity, Aruni Yalladina Alhaqtum Bihi Shuraka Akalla. You show me, O you non-Muslims, Alhaqtum Bihi Shuraka'a, that you are attaching, connecting those people, those idols, those things to him Almighty Allah. The Bihi, the pronoun Zamir, refers to him Almighty Allah. Shuraka, the plural of Sharik. You're making partners, associating somebody, something to him Almighty Allah. So what is the answer? Kalla, never ever. Never did Almighty Allah have a partner, never did Almighty Allah have children or siblings or parents, nothing of that sort. Every person who is sincere and is a quest for the truth, then you should read the third last chapter of the Noble Quran, 114 chapters and surahs in the Noble Quran. Go and read the translation if you don't know Arabic. Surah Ikhlas, Qul, say Ya Rasul Allah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu ahad, Qul huwa Allahu ahad, He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is one alone, one and alone, only one and alone, singular. Allahu Samad, and He Almighty Allah, totally independent, and no one can survive without the mercy of Allah, and Allah does not need anybody, anything, anytime, any place. Lam yalid wa lam yulad, He's not the father of anybody, He's not the child of anybody. Wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad, There's none equal on par with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla in any aspect, in any respect. That is monotheism, tawheed, believing in the oneness, uniqueness, unity of Almighty Allah. So all these people who are associating, ascribing something to Almighty Allah, and they say this God and this demigod and Jesus is son of God, all that rejected in Islam, is a mighty messenger and prophet of Almighty Allah. Kalla, never ever. Bal, Nay, what is the truth? Huwa Allahu al-Azizu al-Hakim. He Almighty Allah alone is the Almighty and is the All-Wise. He does what he wants to. He defeats, you must remember, the Jutlas. He defeats the Ukrainians. He defeats whoever he wants. He gives honor and izzah to whoever he wants. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. He gives honor to whomsoever he wants. He disgraces whoever he wants. He takes the power away from whoever he wants. And he gives power to whomsoever he wants. That is Almighty Allah. A magnificent verse in the noble Quran for the politicians and people who are so hungry for power. Chapter number 3 and verse number 26. So there you will find everything there. تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. He gives kingdom sovereignty to whomsoever he wishes, Muslim, non-Muslim. He snatches it away from whoever he wishes. He gives honor to whoever he wishes. He disgraces whoever he wishes. That is Almighty Allah. بَلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. The Almighty, and remember, the one who is All-Wise, me and you, with our puny little brains, many a time we cannot comprehend and understand the system of Almighty Allah. Who was, who is, who will always be the greatest, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah in the entire universe and creation? وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. And we have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah, but for the entire human race, everybody, and the jinn also included, for everybody, all towns, cities, countries, continents, and for all times, all places. So كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. As a personality that will bring glad tidings to those who accept the message, the messenger, and all the articles of faith. وَنَذِيرًا. And as a warner with love for those who reject the message and the messenger. So every prophet from Prophet Adam, peace be upon him, right till Jesus, the last prophet of the Israelites, they came for a certain time, certain place. The only international global messenger that came with the global international message was who? He, Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Chapter 21, verse number 107. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but exclusively you are the mercy, not only to human beings and jinn, but to the entire creation and to the entire universe. Yea, Almighty Allah says as a guide, إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ, to the entire human race, بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. Bashir, you give grace. Tidings, good news. You brought Iman, Islam, you're going to get Jannah, you go for Hajj, your sins will get forgiven. وَنَذِيرًا التَّخْوِيف مَعَ الْمَحَبَّةِ, to warn people with love. That mother sees a child, a baby crawling towards the fire and the heater on a cold winter's night. How she warns that baby and child of hers. Allah Jalla Wala is Arhamur Rahimeen, the most merciful one to show mercy. So therefore we cry, we beg, we petition Almighty Allah daily. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. O Allah, include us in your special mercy, Allah. ہم تو گنہگار ہے, خطاکار ہے, سیاکار ہے. We are sinners, we are transgressors, Ya Allah. But you envelope us in your mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Whilst you alone are the one and only one that is the most merciful one to show mercy. وَلَاكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But majority of the people, they know not. They want to practice on their woman's fancies and desires, and then they debase and relegate themselves. So that is why it's called a hawa. Hawa means in Arabic, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Have you seen those people who made their desires, their deity, their god, small g, not capital G, and then they go lower, lower, lower. Capitalism, secularism, democracy, Zionism, every one of them humiliated, disgraced in all parts of the world. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today, the 5th of Zulqada, 1445, GG, Gaza genocide, day number 221 today. These are all the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally. One jutla dispatched to help, 12, 13 injured, some of them seriously, and more, they try and suppress the news, and therefore, some places, they will switch off the internet and all the cell phones and so forth. But alhamdulillah, Allah's mercy, some news always comes through. Allah reward all our brothers, sisters, and all the people who are trying to help us. And we are very happy when the jutlas are dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire, and they are injured and maimed and so forth. We can never ever forget, today is the 14th of May. Israel is celebrating their 76 years of independence, but 76 years of occupation, 76 years of terrorism, 76 years of, remember, eroding the rights of the Palestinians and the original people there. And today the whole world is seeing that. Trump is fighting for his life. He told the judge and he told his ex-lawyer that you all are acting on behalf of the Democratic Party. I am supposed to be campaigning for elections and you're keeping me here busy in the court case. So that is Trump's story, and a storm is being done with the porn star. They call a porn star high-class prostitute. Anyway, the Duke students there, that one of their chiefs, the vice chancellor or rector or somebody, was giving a speech, and the students in Duke University walked out, majority of them, because his speech was pro-Israel, pro-Zionist. Allah Jalla Wala is showing us, يُقَلِّبُ اللَّهُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ, how he transformed the night into day. The hearts of people were first with Israel when they saw and are seeing and will see the true stories. 80% now are viva, viva Palestina. From the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free. How and what a global transformation. The perfume and the fragrance of Palestine permeates the whole world. The global revolution taking place. Families of the hostages hold their own celebrations. They told Netanyahu and his government, go to hell. You all are the disgrace and you all must now resign immediately. The Haaretz newspaper writes, will Israel see a 100-year celebration? No. Unless Netanyahu resigns. And we say, inshallah, inshallah, you will never ever see 100 years. You now at 676 years, whether Bibi, the war criminal, is there or not, you on your way out, jutlas. Hezbollah, Hezbo Shaitan, that is from Lebanon, the Shias, they say, we will continue fighting as long as Israel is attacking Gaza and Rafah and so forth. Two international United Nations members killed in Gaza. So that came through Jazeera and so forth. So remember, so they're attacking them also. That is what Israel does. They killed more civilians than they kill Hamas, by their own admission. Israel offensive cannot eliminate Hamas. Who said so? Blinken. Blinken now is gone. Remember, you know, the foreign minister, secretary of state, he's gone now to Ukraine because Ukraine got a big thrashing again from Putin. I like you, Putin. You're a big harami. Anybody gives Americans and Israelis a bloody nose, Muslim, non-Muslim, Shia, Kafir, whatever, we will support them. So Blinken says, Israel, you will never be able to finish up Hamas. That is the reality on the ground. Israel killing more civilians than Hamas. They say they killed 16,000 Hamas, but the death toll is over 36,000. So it means 20,000 plus civilians, by your own admission. So see how Allah is humiliating them, disgracing them forever. Iran and India are getting closer and closer, and both our enemies, and they're signing business deals, the port deal, this ocean, that ocean, so we will work with it, and we don't worry about the dollar. We will de-dollarize. That's very good. Police in Amsterdam tried to break up a pro-Palestinian march. They didn't know what to do. They never expected it. There in Brazil, Lula says that they in Rio de Janeiro, whatever the place name is. So remember that we never expected such a catastrophe and such floods, and they're expecting more rain. Allah, Jalla Wala, make it easy for them there. In Kashmir of Pakistan, there's two Kashmirs. One Kashmir is Azad Kashmir, the freed Kashmir, that's in Pakistan. One is Maqbooza Kashmir, the occupied Kashmir, that's in India. So we're speaking of Kashmir of Pakistan. So big clashes there between the people and the police and army and so forth, because they're demanding subsidies. They say cost of living has gone too high. The price of wheat, the price of sugar, the price of petrol and so forth and so on. So big problems there in Pakistan. Mumbai, so that is Bombay. Mumbai, the new name, you know. So a billboard, big billboard there, the petrol station fell down and 12 people died, 16 or more are injured, and a big tragedy there as well. So remember Brazil, we told you, thousands evacuated in Canada for wildfires. Imagine that the fires rage on and on. Sometime Allah Ta'ala sends the fires, sometime Allah Ta'ala sends the hurricanes and the storms, sometime remember that the for rains and the floods. So Kudrat ka Karishma, that is the manifestation of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. His mercy can envelope us, or just a sample example. In a split second, I can destroy you and your country. Trinity College of Dublin, a renowned university in the world. Trinity College Dublin, Ireland, has divested from Israel universities that are in the occupied Palestine, in the West Bank and other places. Well done. Maaf, Ireland is one of those countries that are supporting Palestine to the hilt, and they will be recognizing Palestine very soon in the next few days, inshallah Aziz. Another nail in the coffin of Israel, Spain, Spain, Ireland, and Belgium, and all these countries going to recognize, remember, Palestine very, very soon. Senator Lindsey Graham, a madcap, he's a homosexual, that is why he never got married, according to the mad media. So the mass media says that he's alleged that he is a, you know, a gay guy. Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve business. He's busy with that, Adam and Steve. So Lindsey Graham says, just a new Gaza, what we did in Pearl Harbor, so just finish them up. Now imagine if a Muslim or an Arab had to say this, the world media will be carrying that story in the headlines for weeks, that this person, the terrorist, said this. So when America says this, it's not terrorism. The biggest terrorist on the face of the earth is America. And therefore, yesterday I sent out a message that how many countries they attacked and they bombed them. Remember, some of them to smotherings. And then you should come tell me about them. But the Indian minister made a good statement yesterday. He said, now America as a superpower is finished, and now they're on their way out. So 100% we agree. And you, Senator Graham, you stop talking nonsense. You attacked MBS, and then you went to beg him for more and more money. Shame on you. You're a disgrace to humanity and to America as well. Russia entering Kharkiv, remember? And America don't know what to do. They say we signed the $1 billion arms deal, but it's not helping. Putin and his army and forces are advancing. Zelensky is seeing stars, daytime and nighttime, the harami. In George, I liked that cartoon yesterday. I hope you saw it, Mona Salim. And you know me, I don't know how to cover things, but I'll get somebody, inshallah, to try and cover it up. They said the DAC, the Devil's Advocate, the Devil's Alliance, they say they want to rescue South Africa, but they could not rescue even George. Remember, more than 30 people did the tragedy that was. So Allah Ta'ala make easy for the families. Majority are non-Muslims, but obviously still they will have that pain and so forth. So remember, therefore, Islam teaches us you can go to the house after everything is done to sympathize and offer your condolences and so forth. So today our program, inshallah, Tuesday, will be Mona Musa Lahir, 8:30 with Mona Zahid Khan. 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage, and inshallah 1 to 2 will be inshallah our tafsir of the Noble Quran. Once again, we thank all of you. We thank first and foremost Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that His favors, His bounties, we can never ever thank Him enough, that the Markaz Sahaba Decoder is working, and this is the barakah and wasila of the Master alayhi salatu salam. We thank our technicians. We sent out messages yesterday to thousands of people how to reset your decoder. There's a phone number there as well, and many people, some ladies there, they got it right and they're so elated, delighted. They said, what? Me, I'm going to tune up all the decoders of my neighbors and so forth and so on. So people, mashallah, they got that love for deen. Allah Ta'ala increase it. Our Moana Musa Akudi left for Hajj and so forth. Allah Ta'ala accept it. Inshallah, we will rope in our Mufti Muhammad Aku of Newcastle, so he'll be on inshallah, inshallah Al-Aziz from tomorrow. And mashallah, Maa Salim Kareem is with us, and local is lekker. We both stay in South Africa, so we carry on Maana Salim. Inshallah, we got 22, 23 minutes for the Q&A. Barakallahu feekum.
Mufti Saab, my cousin brother fasts the entire year except for the days of Eid. Is he justified in doing this?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before I answer that question, I just remembered now Allah put in my head. You know, in South Africa, we must accept this. You must remember, South Africa has become that rife with criminals, kidnapping, hijacking. Who can help us? Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Fallahu khayrun hafidha wa huwa arhamur rahimin. Chapter number 12 and verse number 64. Ya Allah, you are the best protector, and He Almighty Allah alone is arhamur rahimin, the most merciful one to show mercy. I don't know the family, but we are told that Brother Shamsuddin Faqi Dawood, he passed away, he was kidnapped and then he was martyred and so forth. So the post-mortem will take place today. So Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for him. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allah Jalla Wala grant the bereaved family, you understand, Sabri Jameel. We spoke of it last night, but again, my 2 cents worth to you, the Dawood family. So we don't know many members. I know Ashfaq Dawood, it's his uncle, I heard. Allah Jalla grant them all sabr also, and grant the marhum and all our marhumin and deceased who passed away with Iman and Islam, Jannat al-Firdaus. But nevertheless, my advice to you, after post-mortem, all that, whatever has to be done, expedite the janazah and the burial and so forth. Don't delay, please. That is my sincere request to you. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now we start with the Q&A. You can fast the whole year except 5 days. So which are the 5 days you can't fast? So on the 10th of Zulhijjah, that is Bakri Eid, so it's Eid day. The 11th, 12th, 13th is Ayyamut Tashriq. So 10, 11, 12, 13, so those 4 days is haram to fast and not permissible. And first of Shawwal, Ramadan finishes, the next day is Eid al-Fitr. So on those days, remember, that is not permissible, is haram to fast. Beside that, if a person fasts, it happened in time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam that a person would fast every day beside these fast days. So it is permissible, but not encouraged to do so. Remember that. So if you want to fast excessively, these are the best options. Number one, Sawme Dawood alayhi salatu salam. Today is Tuesday. So Tuesday you fast, and then Wednesday you don't fast. Then Thursday you fast, and then on Friday you don't fast, and Saturday you fast. So every alternate day you fast, that is considered as afdalu siyam, the best of fast, because you can't develop a habit. Like this, it just becomes a habit. So you're going to fast, so it becomes a habit eventually. So that's first one. Second one, you fast on Mondays and Thursdays. So that's excellent. You fast on the 13th, 14th, 15th of the Islamic lunar month. You see, we are in Zulqa'dah now. So 13, 14, 15. So these are the days. And then the other specific days we have, remember, like Ashura, or we have 15 Shaban and so forth, specific occasions. So you, what you are doing, we won't say is haram. We will say it's permissible, but we will say is not encouraged and so forth. Rather, if you want to do that, then keep some Dawood. One day you fast, one day you don't fast. All this, the proviso condition is that provided you have kept all your qadha fast, or from the time you are baligh and mature till now, you have not missed any compulsory mandatory fast of Ramadan and so forth. So then you continue fasting all this. Allah grant us all tawfiq.
Mufti Sahib, if we pass away in Mecca or Medina and our graves were already booked here in South Africa, should we fly our bodies back home?
It's haram to do that. You passed away in the honorable places of the Haramain Sharifain. And remember, Quran Kareem teaches us, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٍ. And no person knows where he will pass away or where she will pass away. That alone is in the knowledge of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So therefore, we should make two rakat salatu shukr. Go and read Surah number 31, Surah Luqman, and verse number 34, and nobody knows where. I don't know where I'll pass away. Mosaleem Kareem doesn't know. None of us know. And now when Allah Ta'ala gave you death in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwarah, you should make shukr. And it's haram for you to send the body back to South Africa, Pakistan, India, wherever. من استطاع منكم أن يموت بالمدينة فليموت بها فإني أشفع لكم. That whosoever passes away in Medina Munawwara, what Iman, Islam, that's the best place, then I will intercede for you. The first people, he, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will be those people of Medina Munawwara, the fortunate ones. من مات في أحد الحرمين يبعث آمنا وبعث آمنا. So whosoever passes away in any one of the Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, and then he's buried there and so forth, so you will be resurrected with aman, peace, safety, security. The hadith authentic in Tabarani and various other compilations. So therefore it's absolutely haram to fly the body back. You say you bought that grave and so forth for the person, it's no problem. Some other family member will pass away here in South Africa, then you bury that person there. But now from Makkah to come, bring back here, all haram, that is not permissible. You must make shukr. Allah Ta'ala gave death to that person there in the Haramain Sharifain. Allah make our death in the Haramain Sharifain, our death in Aqsa al-Mubarak. And remember, Makkah Mukarramah has three graveyards. Medina Munawwara has one. Medina's graveyard is Baqi'ul-Gharqad, that's the proper name. And the ones in Medina, in Makkah Mukarramah, the famous one, Al-Mu'alla. Makkah is in a slope. Mu'alla is on the higher side, upper side. And where your hotels are, Zamzam, Hilton, all that's Misfala. And then Maqbaratul Adal, where Sheikh bin Baz and all of them are buried. So there, Rahimahullah, so that is there when you travel between Aziziyah and Makkah, the graveyard is there. And then the latest one, where they bury, is all part of the Haram, Shara'i, where you hear As-Salatu Al Amwat, Yarhamukumullah, male, female, adult, children, child has passed away. Allah have mercy on them after every salat you hear. So, and after every prayer, so they take 99% of them to Shara'i. So that is the graveyard now they bury, because there's too many people passing away. So Allah grant them all Jannat al Firdaus al A'la.
Mufti Sahib, there's an explorer channel that teaches us scientific facts on DSTV. My question is, why is DSTV haram, but we can watch the same thing on YouTube, which is totally permissible, same with online classes?
Remember that the first law you must remember of Islam is this. Almighty Allah in the noble Quran teaches us principles, rules, regulations, so that will form the basis for any argument for or against. So let us use this as an example so you will understand. The some people came to Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked, Yas'alunaka anil khamri wal maisir. They ask you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, anil khamri, regarding alcohol. Now you need to understand the terminology, the philology, and the history of the words. What is the meaning of khamr? Khamr means to cover. So in Muslim Sharif you will find al khamru ma yukhamirul aqla. You will find in Mishkat also. It beclouds the mind. It beclouds the judgment of people. You see, long weekend will come. Christmas come, New Year come, this weekend, Easter. 1,000 people dead. Why? Most of them drunk, intoxicated, under the influence or speeding. So that is why the woman covering her bosom and so forth, that is called, she wears another garment over her dress and attire. وَلْيَدْرِبْنَ بِخُمُورِهِنَّ عَلَىٰ جُيُوبِهِنَّ. So Almighty Allah says, it's compulsory upon you ladies that you must cover your dress, your bosom and your breast and all that, your dress and so forth, and then some other garment as well. So all this is compulsory and enshrined in the noble Quran. So from here you can deduce the beauty of the Arabic language and of the Quranic language, and it is the greatest that we should understand. Let me just give you the reference of it so you can go and refer to it yourself. Chapter 24, Surah Nur, and verse number 31. Chapter 24, verse 31, the word khumurihinna. So remember that yas'alunaka anil khamri, so khamr means alcohol, intoxicants, and wal maisir, and gambling. People want to sit on their laurels, tatama chance, tatama million, they say. So maisir, easy, easy income. They'll show you the person who won on the mass media, the millions of people who lost, they won't show you that. So that was the question. So the answer, Qul, you ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, explained to them, Fihima ismun kabir. There's a major, major sin involved in both alcohol and gambling. Both are addictive also. وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ. In some benefit, some people make money and so forth. This is the law and regulation. وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِن نَفْعِهِمَا. And remember that the sin and disadvantages are much, much more, أكبر, much greater, مِن نَفْعِهِمَا, than the benefit. Now you go to this TV, that TV, and ABC TV, DST TV, whatever, I don't know all these things. So, is haram is not permissible. Why? I'm posing three questions to you. Can a male see a female, and you know which kind of female you're going to see there? Half of them nude or semi-nude. They promote every vice, alcohol, gay business. And remember, imagine the father-in-law and daughter-in-law sitting there on the sofa watching the scene, and they're promoting adultery and fornication, gay business, alcohol, the adverts are. People tell me all these things here. So remember that no sane person can justify that. Second one is this, they promote their propaganda. Your ma'asum children, they're sitting there 2, 3, 4 years old watching cartoons. The subliminal messages going through. So remember, when your son, daughter starts walking, they also start walking zigzag like a zombie. So already they're capturing the mind and the thought process of their child. So that's TV finished. Now YouTube, same thing. I don't know who told you there's a difference. If that Maulana and that Sheikh, that Imam, that Mufti Sahib, or whoever comes, and he told you, no, there's a difference, that is, he wants to justify his own vices. So therefore, we say that these Maulvis and them who appear on this TV and YouTube and all this kind of thing, they have their own shows and all that, so we can't even read Salat behind them. They're continuing with the vices. That is our fatwa, is our verdict. And if you open Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Mubarak Sahib's fatwa, Da'alum Zakaria, you will find the same thing there. So you can't even read Salat behind them and so forth. So Islam objects on animate objects. La tadkhulul malaikatu baytan fihi suratun aw kalbun, hadith Bukhari Sharif. The angels of mercy don't enter that house, that room, that place where they are animate objects and where there is a dog as a pet. People keep, you know, they love the dog, they keep in the house, they sleep with the dog, therefore they have dog mentality sometimes. So that is what Islam explains it. There's no dichotomy and distinction between your YouTube and your TV. Yes, I'm lecturing, Maulana Salim is lecturing, this one is lecturing. People today will announce and say we don't want anybody to take videos, but today they're so sophisticated, through the pen they can take the photo, through this they can do. Now that we're not responsible for that, that is shararat, is mischief making. I'm speaking about people who got deliberate shows and they're promoting it. How can that be justified? Not permissible.
Mufti Saab, all religions give time and honor to their mayyats. Why do Muslims rush the mayyat as to get rid of the people they so-called cared for?
Remember, the hadith is sahih, authentic, that the person has passed away with iman, Islam. He did good and righteous actions, so take him to a better place. What is, you, we call it grave, but it's a new world order, a new realm. So we were in the womb of our mother 9 months. We came into this world, we lived 20, 40, 50, 70, 80 years, and then we left this world. Then we enter into barzakh. The interspace. You see, you go to Cape Town, so you find بَيْنَهُمَا مَرَجَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ يَلْتَقِيَانِ بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخُ لَا يَبْغِيَانِ. So between the Atlantic Ocean, Indian Ocean, you find a barrier. So when I was there, and these people, the oceanologists or whatever they call, I just made my own term there. So anyway, I asked them, can you see anything there? They said, no. Then I asked them, why the temperature is different, why the taste is different, why the color is different. I say, you know, all this is in the Quran. They got a shock of their life, you know. So barzakh, so that means like a barrier. So when a person passes away, he enters that barzakh. Your Quran Kareem states, وَمْيُوَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. So he enters, in English, we translate it as the interspace. And what is that? Now dunya is finished, the worldly life. And akhirat, the final life that will be start on day of qiyamah, day of justice. So that person will lie in that place there, 100 years, 1,000 years, million years, Allah alone knows, chapter 23, verse number 100. So that barzakh is either إِنَّ الْقَبْرَ رَوْضَةٌ مِنْ رِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ أَوْ حُفْرَةٌ مِنْ حُفَرِ النَّارِ. Either it is one of the gardens of paradise, or either one of the pits of hell and dungeons of hell. So we want to take our people to a better place, and therefore we say, take him away, not because we don't care for him, we care more for him, keeping him here in the body, in the house, and that in the morgue and mortuary, where the bodies disintegrate, decompose. That's what's happening now, you see, in George. They're already saying they can't even recognize the body. Some of them, they have already started decomposing and so forth. So that's one reason. Second, if the person died as a non-Muslim or munafiq, hypocrite, outwardly he had a Muslim name, but devoid of iman, then we get rid of him. Come on, get going from here. We don't want you here. So that is why Islam will never allow ta'khir and delaying of the janaza and funeral prayer and so forth. And all this business of transporting the mayyit, not only from Makkah, Medina, from any place, any country. A person died in Dubai, now we want to bring back to South Africa. Pakistani, Indian, Bangladeshi, or Moroccan, Egyptian dies here. Now the body goes to those countries. All haram, all unlawful in Islam. And if you made research on this, Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib, you know, he only sleeps 2-3 hours. One day he wrote an article on this. He says, when you transport these bodies from country to country, continent to continent, they even use alcohol to embalm the body. So imagine your father, mother, they use some alcohol and then he's going to... How can this ever be justified? Absolutely haram and not permissible.
Mufti Saab, microwave is virtually unseen fire that burns and cooks things. What kind of fire is there in Jahannam? We always associate cool fire with flames.
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone knows what intensity all that there will be. I just give you one example of the noble Quran, and then you will understand what Almighty Allah is teaching us. كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُرُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوقُ الْعَذَابِ. That Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in Surah 4, and that is chapter number 4, Surah An-Nisa, the women, and verse number 56. So 4, 5, 6. Chapter 4, verse 56. So Almighty Allah states, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Those people who are non-Muslims, verily for them, they rejected our verses, they were sane and mature. So فَنُسْلِيهِمْ nara. Soon we will admit them into the fire. Fire of Jahannam, fire of hell. What is the intensity of it? كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوقُ الْعَذَابِ. Every time the layer of skin burns, immediately it is replaced with another layer. So لِيَذُوقُ الْعَذَابِ. So punishment will be continuous and eternal. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. See, again Allah used these words. Verily Almighty Allah is all-powerful and all-wise. Chapter 4, verse 56. My brother, my sister, it's Fajr time. So when we perform our Fajr Salat, very simple dua after Fajr, after Maghrib, it's Sunnah and Nabawiyah. It's Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we read this dua 7 times. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Oh Allah, save us from the fire. Meaning, we want direct entry into Jannat al-Firdaus beyond perception, comprehension it is. So we shouldn't even bother too much about the specifications. Just say, Ya Allah, take us straight to Jannat al-Firdaus. That will be the true condition of a true Muslim.
Mufti Saab, I'm a 20-year-old female with no family. We were 2 orphans from 2 separate orphanages. We married, but now we cannot support us. I'm forced to work. No, we don't have the means to work from home as we live in a shack without electricity. What are my options?
Allah Jalla Wa'ala make it easy for you, my brother, my sister. It seems that you'll embrace Islam and therefore you don't have any family structure. Allah Jalla Wa'ala make easy for you. I think you are in Durban and so forth. There are so many organizations. Take my name, AK, they all know me. And you go there to Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal, Alpine Road, Alpine Street, whatever, opposite that Al-Falah school. And you go there and tell them every month they must give you zakat. They must give you zakat. They will investigate your case and so forth. And inshallah, so you are female and so forth, so you must stay at home. And they will make the remains for you. And inshallah, we'll get somebody, this Mona Musa Piri and all these other brothers, my students, and we can make contact with them. And inshallah, they can get some woman to teach you how to cook, how to do this, how to do that. So you don't have to go work. Islam has the built-in checks and balances like zakat. And there are thousands of organizations and people who are giving out zakat. So you need to contact them, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala make easy. Okay, once again, Maulana Salim Kareem to you. Barakallahu feekum. Make special dua for our brother Junaid Mota, Jinnat Mota. And I yesterday spoke to the family. They say, no, he's recuperating, inshallah. And we hope tomorrow he'll be back in action. 2 o'clock, he'll be here, inshallah, inshallah. And all of you who want to reset your Marcus Sahaba decoders and so forth, the number is there. Just phone the brother. And inshallah, that Allah make easy. And inshallah for all of us, and make special dua for Gaza, make special dua for Rafah, make special dua for our elections coming up in South Africa. Now it's how many weeks left? It's just about 2 weeks left or so. So Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, Allah wa'ala protect us all. Jazakallah khair. Inshallah, next up will be the news with brother Suleiman Esop, and my brother Bonface is here. So he's smiling also, and he will send out the podcast to me. and then we will send it to you of Mufti Ibrahim Smith and the morning Q&A. Barakallahu feekum, jazakallahu khair, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.